Praise the Lord. Won't it be wonderful? There. Praise God. I'm glad there's a place called there, ain't you? Well, what a time we're going to have when we get there. Amen. I'm glad we can worship Him while we're here in spirit and truth. Boy, what a God we serve. Amen. Boy, it'd be nice if we just get everybody in here with us worshiping, praising God in these last days in which we live. I believe Jesus is coming. Brother Larry would say, Jesus is coming. Amen. I want to be ready when He gets here. Amen. I'm looking for Him. I plan to be, praise God, when Jesus comes again, praise the Lord, to be with me and take me, praise God, to be with Him. Boy, so shall we ever be with the Lord. Boy, what a day that's going to be. I want to share a word with you tonight. If God will be our help, to try to be an encouragement to us in these days and hour we live. I know it's a dismal time. It seems things as hard as we've ever seen them. But I want to say, praise God, I'm glad there's a God that's just as big as He's ever been. Amen. There's nothing changed about Him. He hasn't got small and He never will. And we won't just look for a few minutes if God will be our help today out of James chapter number 5. James chapter number 5, we do appreciate him so much in writing to us and giving us the Word. You got an old Schofield, that's page 1310. And we just want to look at a few verses and just trying to give you a word of encouragement that God's give us to help us in times like these. The Bible says in James chapter number 5, verse number 14, it says, "Any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord, and pray, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him." I want to preach tonight for just a few minutes today, if God will bear help, on how to get blessings for others. How to get blessings for others. We see this and kind of as an introductory. We see the full glory of God as it's trying to be represented to us in James's writings. And that full glory represents the nearness or the closeness to the presence of God. The closer we get to Him, the more of His glory we see. The closer we get to Him, the more His glory we can recognize. I don't know about you today, but I like the glory of God. I like it when He shows up here. I like it when He comes down on purpose on a Sunday morning or a Sunday evening or a Wednesday night or during revival, and His presence is known and it's real, and the glory of God shines all around. I was thinking about the little nation of Israel and how the nearness of God would come upon them where His presence was real. You say, "Preacher, if it could just be like that again." I want to say tonight in the authority of God Almighty that His presence is just as real as it ever been. He'll be just as close to us as we'll let Him get. If we'll just snuggle up to Him, He'll snuggle up to us. He said, "If you'll draw nigh to me, I will draw nigh to you." How close do we want to get tonight? That's up to us. How close do we want to be today? That's up to us. And then we'd just trust the Lord and draw near to Him. The priest would come before God in the little nation of Israel as representatives of the people. I pray God they knew that the sins and the needs of the people had to be brought into God's presence. If we want to see things change, if we want to see the power of God, if we want to see the presence of God, amen, we got to do get rid of the sin. We got to look at the needs. The priest was able to look at the sin, and they was looking at the needs, and they could bring it before a holy God. I'm glad today we can do the same thing. Praise God. But when they did that, they could obtain from God those things that was needed for the people. I'm glad God's always had a way, and He's had a plan that we could come before Him. Praise God, with our supplications, with our petitions, to get help from an almighty God. I'm glad today that I serve that God. I'm glad today that that God is my God. I can claim Him from the depths of my heart, all His goodness and mercy and the love that He has for me. Amen. Those priests would come to obtain from God the mercies and the blessings for the people. They could come to declare the power. Amen. The power to declare, praise God, that pardon, even of sin for the people. They would come into the presence of God. Amen. As representatives of the people. They could see God moving and they could receive that power. Amen. Glory. They could point it to the people and the people could see it for themselves. They could recognize it for themselves. They could feel it for themselves. I'm glad tonight we don't run on feeling. Praise God, because feeling lets you down. But I'm glad I serve a God tonight and I can feel. Well, glory. He's just as real. He's just as real here tonight as He's ever been. Praise God. My God changes not. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Praise God. And I'm glad I can come into His presence. Amen. Praise God. He made a way for me to get in. Whoopee. Praise God. Down in my soul, I feel the thrill of His presence. Even tonight, even today, even right now. Praise God. Glory to God, family. I pray, God, I'm glad you're here. Amen. I'm glad He's here. I'm glad He has showed His, made His presence known once again. Amen. You say, where did He make it known? Down in the portals of my soul. Amen. Come to where I was. Amen. You may say, you may think that you can't get to Him. Praise God. I want to say there's never been nothing to keep Him from getting to you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Israel come together, them priests come together. Amen. They might receive the power to declare a pardon of sin. To take it away from the people. That they might receive, amen, the blessings of God for the people. That they might have the right of blessing the people with the presence of God. Bring them into the place where they could point Him out and say, look here, young'uns, here He is again. He come by one more time, praise God, on purpose. Glory, hallelujah. Ain't you glad He come by? I won't say on the authority of God's Word, He's never been late. He's always right on time. And you say, preacher, it seems like He's late. He seems like all this stuff's going on. All the disease and the sickness, all the things. Hey, man, listen, He's right on time. He said this was going to happen. Amen. He said this. I've been preaching it for a year. Ain't you been listening? Amen. And Jesus is coming, praise God. These things are the beginning of sorrows. We're a sin that's taking place. But praise God, you and I don't have to be sorry tonight because we serve a risen Savior, praise God. We have victory in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The priest would go in, bring in the presence of God. And they had the right, the blessings, to bring blessings to the people. Amen. What a privilege it was. What a blessing to be, praise God, a priest in the nation of Israel. But I want to say, praise God, the work of the believer today is the same. Amen. The work of the believer, praise God, the redeemed to approach unto Him through, well, glory, I said, to approach unto Him through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said you could come unto Him, all you weary and heavy laden, through the blood of the Savior, praise God, that we might become a priest and heirs and joint heirs with God Almighty. Praise the Lord, that the redeemed of the Lord would just stand up and say so. Amen. Redeemed through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Redeemed, praise God. Found in pardon with the Lord. Praise God. Ain't you glad you got redeemed? Ain't you glad you've been bought again? Praise God. You've been purchased with a price. And that price was the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that He shed on Calvary. Praise God. The work of the believer today that trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and the shed blood of Calvary so that we can be a blessing to others. Amen. When we believe, when we're redeemed, when we begin to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, then we have the power, the ability to be a blessing unto others. So that they, amen, could become a blessing to others. They who? They, you and me, that's who. So that me and you, praise God, and you and I, amen, could be a blessing to someone else. I don't know about you, I want to be a blessing. Amen. I pray, God, please help me not to ever be a hindrance, but help me to be a blessing in the day and hour we live, a blessing to somebody, a blessing so somebody can be blessed and get a blessing from my life. Amen. You ever pray and ask God to use you for His glory? Amen. Youngins, it's time that we ask God to use us for His glory. It's time, praise God, that we got to focus, our focus where it needs to be, and that on the Lord. Amen. I praise God that we could become a blessing to those others. So we could draw together, amen, through the blood of Lord Jesus Christ. You know, the church, that's what binds us together. That's what holds us tight. That's what gives us the blessings and the assurance. I praise God that no matter what happens in this big old vast world which we live, amen, it's really not that big, praise God. It's just a speck of dust in the universe compared to all that God is. Praise God, He helps us today to come through the blood of Lord Jesus Christ, to be bound together, amen, for God's glory. Amen. Now we're talking today about how to be a blessing to others. Praise God. Drawing together through the blood. Amen. That manifestation of the highest power, the power of glory. Amen. Glory comes down and fills our soul. Glory comes to where we're at. Amen. The presence of the Holy God comes down to where we're at. Amen. Do you feel Him? Praise God. I don't know about you, but I'm a feeling Him down in my soul. I'm a feeling Him. Praise God. Hey, I told the folks, I was kind of apprehensive about this. I've been nervous as a cat on a hot tin roof all day about this. But boy, I tell you what, I'm a feeling right nice now. I'm feeling good down in my soul. Glory be to God. There's a God moved in here. There's a God. Hey, I won't say He encamps about His people. He comes along, praise God. When you start pleading the blood, when you start crying to the blood, praise God, will hear. And praise God, God's presence will be real. Amen. Manifestation of the presence and the power, the highest power and the glory of God. That's what I say, the work of the believer. Amen. Israel could do it through the priest. God does it now through the believer, you and I. Amen. It's a work of intercession. Amen. A work of intercession. Did you realize that the highest privilege that you and I could have is a work of interceders? Amen. You hear me? The work of interceders for the cause of Christ. To intercede on behalf of others. Intercession. Amen. To come alongside, to show them the way, to give them the gospel, to give them the promises, to show them the glory of God. The manifestation of the truth, praise God, that'll speak to their heart. It'll speak to them and through them, praise God, for His glory. Amen. It's all about God's glory. The reason we do what we do is for His glory. Amen. It ain't about me. It ain't about you, but it's about Him. Amen. And the goodness that He has to bestow upon us. Amen. The work of intercession for God's glory. Amen. It's more than just a wish list. Amen. Intercession is more than just wish. It's not just asking that God would supply or He would meet a need. It's far more than that. I mean, that's a good thing. It's good that we can go to God and we can ask God on behalf of our petitions. We can go to Him and pray and ask Him to touch the lost and heal the sick and supply the needs and give us food and raiment and all those. And that's all good. That's all what? Hey, that is all the things that God does. And I want to say, praise God, authority's word, He does it quite well. Amen. He's never let me down. You can tell by looking at me, I've never been without food much. Amen. Hey, praise God, I'm not all weathered and wielded, praise God, so I have not been out in the weather a whole lot. Hey, I will say, what are you saying? Hey, praise God, I say, He's been good to me. Amen, He's been good to you. Amen, praise God. But it's more than just a wish. Intercession is more than just a wish list. It's more than just taking and asking God to meet our needs. Amen, intercession is the power that we need. Intercession is that power. He said it's that power of faith. That's where the rubber meets the road. And if we're going to get blessings and be a blessing and find blessings for others, praise God, we're going to have to be energized by that power of faith. Amen. The power of faith. And not just a pouring out of wishes. Amen. It's not taking God's word like a Sears and Roebuck catalog or J.C. and Penny and going through it and just seeing what we can find and say, I'd like to have that and that and that. We do that a whole lot. Amen. We use God for a wish list.
Amen. You do, I do, we do. But God's not, hey, intercession is not just a wish list. It's not just a bunch of things that we put down and we try to get from God. Amen. Sometimes when you get things, you ought to be able to give some. Amen. God blesses us, we forget to praise Him a whole lot. Amen. God blesses me and I forget to praise Him like I should. Amen. You ever been guilty of that? Amen. You ever been guilty of that? Not praising God for what He has given you? Not being thankful for what we have? God's blessed us, youngins. He's blessed us with good families. He's blessed us with a good church. Amen. Praise God. He's blessed us with the gospel. He's blessed us with salvation. He's blessed us with blessed assurance that we have from God. Amen. We should never take it for granted. We should never take this place for granted. Because God Almighty is here. Amen. So we're looking for that intercession. We're looking for that power of faith that comes from God. You know where you get that? But Robert, you get it by spending time with God. Amen. The power of faith we get by spending time with God. Amen. Now I will say it's not just just in prayer. Even though prayer, hey, listen, prayer is important. We need prayer. We ought to be praying a whole lot more than what we do. Amen. Let me just say, I ought to be praying a whole lot more than what I do. Amen. I just pack it off on me. But praise God, and I thank God for prayer. But we ought to be spending time with God every day. You say, Pastor, how do we do that? By recognizing that He's God, and I'm not. By recognizing that He is God, then you're not. We are all, praise God, just human beings on this planet called Earth that He put here, praise God, that we might bring glory and honor to His name. Amen. I believe God's got a way of bringing us to a place to where we'll forget about everything else and get to calling out to Him. Amen. We was talking about it earlier, praise God, today, how God has a way of taking things out of the way and getting them out of the way so we can focus on what's real, what's true, what's needed. Amen? And what's needed is a relationship with God Almighty so that we can intercede on behalf, so we can bring down blessings on behalf of our people, so that we can see God move upon them. That's what they need. They need the power of God upon their lives. They need that blessed hope and the confidence that comes from the throne of grace. Amen. They won't get it in the world. I don't care how many stimulus packages you pass. Amen. They'll never get peace and joy and happiness in this world without God Almighty and Lord Jesus Christ through the blood, praise God, of being born again, born from above, amen, into a glorious life of being a child of God. Amen. I know the world don't like us. I'm just telling you, it's the only way. Amen. People say, well, preacher, I'd like to just be happy. Amen. Get joy in your heart through the Lord. Praise God. And happiness will come. It's one of the fringe benefits of joy in the Lord. It's happiness, praise God, down your soul. And that takes spending time with God. Amen. We get to spending time with God. You know what we do? We take hold of the promises that God's given us. Amen. We start realizing, recognizing the promise giver. And we know that God can't lie. And the Bible says He's immutable. That means He can't lie. He's going to tell the truth. And if He's made us a promise, praise God, in the volume of the book, it's written, praise the Lord, it will be fulfilled in His time. Amen. So we just got to cling. We got to hold on to the promises of His Word. Amen. And you said you do that, praise God, when you get a hold of the Holy Spirit. You permit yourself to be taught by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Figure out where we're at and allow yourself to be taught of the Holy Ghost. Allow the Holy Spirit to take you where you need to be, show you where you need to go, direct you in the path you need to follow. What's happening in the world today, the reason so many of our people, especially our youngins, is going in the wrong direction is they're seeking the wrong advice. Amen. Need to be seeking the advice of the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. Need to be seeking a direction from God Almighty through the Holy Spirit. And when we get into the presence of God and we see the promises of God and we recognize those promises, praise God, and they're taught to us, not of the world and not of people, not even of mama and daddy, praise God, but of the Holy Ghost of God, He instills the promises in our heart, praise God, that'll go with us forever all the way to the end of the way. Amen. What's wrong with America? We've let go of the promises. Amen. We're reaching and grasping and trying to get a hold of everything that we see that looks like it might be something that we could use. And praise God, we're not getting a hold of anything. But if we'll reach and get a hold of God, God will get a hold of us. Praise God, through the Holy Spirit, He'll take us in the way He'd have us to go. And I guarantee you, you'll find peace in that. Amen. There'll be peace in the valley for a child of God. There'll be peace in the valley through the Holy Spirit of God. He'll lead you a path of righteousness for His name's sake. Amen. You say, well, preacher, what will that get us? Now, we're talking about the work of interceding. The work of being an interceder for somebody else. Amen. And not just for ourselves. Amen. But be an interceder for someone else. We have to discern those particular promises for a particular case. Amen. You say, what are you talking about, Pastor Jeff? Well, we need to look at those around us and we need to see where they're at and we need to get on our face and we need to seek God's will and God's way for their life. Amen. So God can begin to move in a mighty way like He's moved so many times before when we ring the prayer bells of heaven. I will tell you, son, there used to be a time in the United States of America when people would ring God's bells, praise God, the prayer bells of heaven, go to ringing out for souls that was lost, souls that were compromised by the things of the world. And God Almighty would hear the pleas and the prayers of the people, and God would move in a mighty way. We'd see Holy Ghost revivals. See folks falling. Amen. People coming to the altar in groves, trying to get closer to God, trying to get some help from everything that was ailing them in this world. Amen. The fornicators, the adulterers, the drunkards and the drug addicts, the whoremongers. Amen. They'd come out of the pews and they'd weep and cry their way to an old-fashioned altar and they'd be crying out, praise God. You know what brought them to that place? Youngins, let me tell you, it was some old saints of God that was praying in the Holy Ghost, pleading the blood of Lord Jesus Christ for souls that was lost in despair and needed some help, praise God. Amen. That's what it took. But we've let down on that, ain't we? We've slacked up on God. Amen. God wants to hear from His people. But we discern those promises that God has given us for a particular case. We see Johnny that's lost. We see Sally that's a drug addict. And we begin to cry and pray and cry out to God and say, oh God, I've received through Your word. I know the promise You made for Sally and Johnny. And God, I pray, oh God, that You'd touch their heart to the saving of their soul. Amen. Oh glory. That gets a hold of the heart of God. God has a heart that can be touched. See, what's wrong with us today? We've become so hard-hearted and hardened against God. We're not being touched like we used to be. Amen. A discerner of the particular promise, the promises of a particular case to bring before God. Amen. It takes a burden. Amen. A sin and a need, praise God, but to make it a subject of prayer. Hello? That's the way it's done. If we're going to get blessings for others, we're in a crisis. We've never been here before, church. But there's a God that's bigger than this. He's a God that's glory. He's a God that's bigger than anything you and I'll ever face in this side of glory. And He said, if you'll just call unto Me, you're weary and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. I'll bring you out of it, praise God. He said, I'll lift you up. And if I lift you up, I will bring you out. Amen. Time we had a little uprising. Amen. Glory be to God, the child of God, the people of God. Amen. And we take a burden and we bring it to God. We make it a subject of prayer. Amen. Amen. We take hold of a promise. Amen. Paul told the Philippian jailer. He said, what must I do? He said, hey, me. He said, you get born again. He said, you get saved and your household will get saved. Amen. A little while later, the Bible says they baptized him and his household. Amen. Praise God. Why? Because he believed on the promise. He held to the promise. Paul made him a promise. Praise God. And the promise wasn't from Paul. It was from God. Praise the Lord. And he took the promise and he run with it. Amen. Praise God. But we got to take this burden. I take his promise as it was, as if it was for ourselves. Amen. Sally's a drug addict and Johnny's a drunk. Amen. We call upon the Lord and we say, hey, listen, we need you to intercede in this, God. And we take that prayer to God just like it was us, ourselves, praise God, that was standing in need. Amen. James said, we need to be crying out. Amen. That prayer of faith that God Almighty would hear and He would stir in the hearts of our people. Hold to that promise. Cry out to God as if we're crying out for ourselves. Today and every, we say, well, preacher, what does that do? What does that do? What happens when we do that? Amen. It takes us into the presence of God, into His holiness. We get into His presence, Brother Jeff, and we stay in His presence. Amen. You ever see one of them old English bulldogs? They got a face that only a mother could love. But man, they got jaws on them and they can lock down on something and you can't get it out of their jaws. I mean, they'll hang on. We had an old, my uncle had an old English bulldog. Her name was Duchess. And we used to play with her. We'd get a backer stick and get them going down and she'd finally reach up and get a hold of that backer stick. And she'd latch down and we could take her up and hang her up on the tear poles and she'd hang there. She just locked him jaw once she'd hang on. That's what we need to do to God. Amen. We just need to get a hold of God, get into His presence, God, like an old English bulldog. And we just need to lock on to God and hang on for dear life and pray, God, when the world comes by and sinners come by and family comes by and everybody else comes by and say, why do you give up? Why do you keep trying? Let's just hang on, praise God for dear life and say, I'm just going to hang on to God. Amen. Do I hear from heaven? Amen. You know what happened? We'll see souls saved. We'll see people birthed into the family of God. We'll see people receiving blessings like they've never had before. Amen. When we hold on to the promises of God. Amen. God by His Spirit. Amen. He awakens the faith in me, in you and me. When we take a hold of the promise, a particular promise for somebody we love, praise God, and we say, God, I ain't gonna let it go. Amen. Say, preacher, why would you do that? Because somebody done it for you. Hello? Somebody done it for you or you wouldn't be saved today. Some old saint of God. I know who did me, Miss Myrtle. Miss Myrtle got a hold of God for me, praise God. She got a hold, didn't let go. She said, I'm going to hang on to God. That little old boy gets it. And boy, praise God, on March 1976, the Holy Ghost of God paraded down to where I was, pulled me out of that pew and saved me by the marvelous grace of God. Amen. He didn't have to coax me much. Praise God. I don't even remember whether that little old preacher gave an altar call or not. But praise God, I know the Holy Ghost did. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's what mattered. Amen. Praise God, the blood of Lord Jesus Christ, Brother Austin, has a calling out for my soul, and my soul answered. Amen. Glory to God, I come out of there shouting and praising God. Went down there, felt like I was about that big and come out, praise God, walking that tall. Amen. Hey, God, that's saying a lot for a fella just 5'8". Amen. Glory to God, I come out of there feeling 10 foot tall. Praise the Lord. But what He does when we remain in the presence of God and we begin to call out the Holy Ghost of God, it awakens faith in us. Faith is renewed. Faith is revived. And God Almighty, He moves upon us and we come to know that within ourselves that the matter has been heard in heaven. Amen. I want to ask you a question. How many prayers have you prayed lately? And you prayed, and all of a sudden God, the Holy Ghost revealed to you, praise God, that God's heard it. Amen. I'm afraid the whole lot of times, young'uns, that we get right up to the verge of breaking through and we quit. Amen. We get right to the point of coming into the presence of God and we slack up. Amen. I want to say, listen, with what's going on in our world today. We don't need to quit. We don't need to slack up. We need to press on for the cause of Christ. Amen. We need to give God the glory. Amen. We need to pray and seek His face. We need to cry out to Him. Amen. Till our faith is awakened. And we realize that God is heard. Hey, well, what glory in the soul when you realize that God has heard the petition that you brought before Him. Listen, it's not a wish list. It's just not meeting needs. But it's going into the presence of God on behalf of somebody else. So we can go up and get a hold of a handful of, and snatch us off a handful of blessings that we can bring down to them from the throne of grace. Amen. We can go and, I praise God, you say, preachers, you think we can go and get them? Yeah, I praise God, it's the only way we get them, praise the Lord. We go get them. Amen. I'm telling you, I'm so sick of this world, think everything's going to be given to you. Amen. There's nothing free in this world if we want the blessings of God. God's made us the promise in the volume of the book. It's written of Him. If we'll go to Him, if we'll go faithfully to Him in the power of faith, praise God, we'll receive the blessings for those that need to be blessed. Amen. God's a moving in a mighty way. Praise God. Amen. Well, you say, preacher, well, who does this? Who goes in the presence of God? Who goes in the power of faith? Amen. Praise God. It should be mamas and daddies. Amen. For their children. It should be parents that's concerned for their children. It should be brothers and sisters that's concerned for their brothers and sisters. It should be mamas and daddies concerned for their children. It should be children that's concerned for their mamas and daddies. And going in the presence of God, it should be ministers concerned for their congregation. Amen. Amen. More prayer and more praying. I realize, praise God, you get better results by praying you can by studying. I used to get the old book and I'd go to studying and a reading and a scratching and a digging. And I figured out, praise God, after a while it's a whole lot easier to pray one down than it is to scratch one up. Amen. Praise God, it makes all the difference in the world. Amen. But hey, it ought to be mamas and daddies, it ought to be brothers, it ought to be preachers for congregation, but it also be all the laborers in God's fruitful field. Amen. Ought to be crying out in His vineyard for souls. Ought to be crying out to God on their behalf. Amen. It brings us together. It brings us in unity. It brings us into oneness. It's the blood that brings us near to God. It's blood that the blood of Lord Jesus Christ that brings us into a close proximity of the Lord, where we realize that the promises of God, they're just right there. Amen. But just sometimes you just got to reach just a little bit further. Amen. Just a little bit further. Jesus gave that example. The Bible said He went a little further. Amen. Praise God. He went a little further for me and went a little further for you. Amen. The liberty that we have of staying until that prayer is answered. Amen. The liberty that we have to pray until the prayer is heard. Amen. In heaven. Till we've obtained an answer from God. Bless His holy name. He said, preacher, how do we get there? How do we get the blessings for others in the day and the hour that we live? By being and staying in the presence of God. Amen. Pray. Dwelling, you might say dwelling in the presence of God. Everywhere we go, everything we do, thinking upon the Lord. Looking for an opportunity to just give Him some glory and give Him some praise. There's some old sinner that's a sitting out there. There's some old sinner that's a watching. There's some old sinner in standing in need. And they're watching us tonight. Amen. And they're just wishing, they're hoping, they're desiring that some saint of God would reach out and get a hold of some promises and bring them down. Amen. That we could deposit them in their account for God's glory. Amen. Pray. How to get blessings for others is to get into the presence of God. He says it's that power of the prayer of faith. The power of the prayer of faith. Faithfully just keep calling out and praying, amen, till we know that we've received an answer from God. You say, preacher, how do you know? He gives you peace down in your soul. That God, down inside your soul, and God says, you know what, son, daughter, He said, I've got this. Mercy and grace has been applied. Bless His holy name. That's how we know that God Almighty, amen, has moved in. That's how we get blessings. There's others staying in the presence of God.